Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. This is the best tea in the city.
This is the best tea in the city.
On the street.
On the air.
Kaya 959. Indeed. Donar Dakhir is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Does it offend you or charm you when someone refers you in adult terms? Bo, ma old lady. Hey, timer. Uncle. When you call me an adult, yao charmer or talk to me. It's Car 959. Good morning.
The best tea in the city.
I'm laughing because it doesn't land well, not all the time, because it depends on who says it to you, right? When you call me an adult, meaning using adult terms before my name, or even if you don't know me, you hoy this term. Imagine being 30-something, but I'm an old lady, nigiri. Eh? It's a term of endearment. It shows respect. But I think when it comes from your peer, now that's something else. Do you get offended or do you get charmed when adult terms are used on you? Adult titles. I don't know what they're called, but anyway, yeah. Used on you. Botaima. Angel. When you call me an adult, depends, right? You say it depends, right? Hello, hello. Ke alo, Ms. Villagers. And when you call me an adult, it all depends on who is saying it. If I'm eyeing you and you have a potential of being my person, please cut the ausi, because I will feel very offended. But if you are nowhere near to be my person, please keep the respect. I'm your ausi. What? Exactly. Does it offend you or charm you? Because we learn from a young age we need to give respect. And respect is afforded to everyone, regardless of age. Nowadays, though, there's nothing like ntangaya how our uncle. Because that uncle is laced, man. Inali musalanyana. Or ish. Kulinyana. You know that, right? Ibalum kaba wen. Ibas do it as a step. Ma old lady. Could you like, but from him? A woman. Can't he? But of course, if it comes from and is well meant, it is a term of endearment. It can land well. I don't know. When does it offend you? When does it charm you? Talk to me. Hashtag, when you call me an adult.
The best tea in the city.
Do you take offense or are you charmed when you are called an adult? Eh?
I may offend. Muntu omuhulu mo wena umone ari mo wena ma olidi. Awa guys, it's a no no, big no.
Khitsi ka nna wa hada. Jabi.
Amukweli a ndandwe ya ke youtube season that. Ya ofela mutato kopana le number start ma tlompisa anke la sa dzi. Le ba ka ba tshana ba mbitsa anke le ba mbitsa malume. So tabe anke di ke bona ka gantle motho wa ntso fatsa wa dini grade. A ke youtube season na poaka.
Ed Raswid, Mr. Edward. Are if you're 40 plus, it's okay to be called an adult. Baton. Because their parents are your age group or they were your classmates.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
3 teaspoons on hashtag when you call me an adult. What is a sign of respect? Sometimes you can see that someone is your age mate. However, as a sign of respect, they refer to you as, they'll use an adult term. Many might find this offensive because they feel you are aging them. However, our first instinct actually is to allow and to show respect. When given permission, we can call each other by name. It's like you're breaking the ice. It's a sign of respect. 2, sometimes they do it just to tease you. You know, there are people who don't want to accept that they are aging. Because once you refer to them using these terms, their face changes. And then there are people who just loathe being referred to with adult terms when they are trying to charm you. I get nagong or charmed. I get, yeah, mutabare, sister. Sister. So, they sometimes do it just to tease you. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag when you call me an adult, to soften you. I mean, it's our African way to show respect before we petition a request. Hence, you'll be called a khutman, a chief. Why? Because they want to ask for something. Be it from a stranger or even from somebody you kind of know. It is just trying to soften you by showing you respect. Does it still offend you?
There are 2 things that I hate being addressed by. One is chief, mainly because of this one party members from this party that I won't mention.
Yeah.
When they become arrogant, they call you chief.
Yes.
So I hate to be called chief.
Oh.
And another one is boss. Hey, boss. Hey, boss. Hey, hey, hey. Those things drive me nuts. I don't mind you calling me Grootman or whatever, but boss and chief, hey, you drive me nuts.
Eric, you and I, same cloth. Call me anything. Don't even call, please don't call me chief.
Hey, you know this guy, you own biza baby face. He can make you tabo nine. He biza big T because of his body. So, you know, he's calling me baby face. And I'm 40 years old, Brati. Ah, Brati, I always complain to him, Brati. With a baby face, he can't jump in a foot. Ah, Brati.
No, no, Chris, okay, I understand. But you see, this is between friends, you and your friend. But the main thing, and the reason I played that voice note, is because it takes us to... People give us these names, or they give you these names based on what they are looking at. Body size has something to do with it. Features have a lot to do with it. Before intention. Like I said, Mbandlaninji. And this is somebody who's even older than you. So I think that's where it goes. And the question still stands. Does it charm you? Does it offend you when somebody refers to you with an adult name?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
The reason we get offended is because that adult term is aging you. Yeah, yeah, tempelor. Ah, my legit. And when I was young, that's right. That's why I say rat. There's a guy, Kima, he was in Harangua, and this guy says to this mama, Mama Zal, Ariyar, Arulatwa Tornado, same time. Do you get offended or charmed when you are given an adult term?
The best tea in the city.
Do they ever call you Sisi?
They do, actually.
When?
So, my... closer side of the family,
yeah,
the younger ones, they call me Sifnosipo.
I'm talking strangers here.
Oh, straight
in the streets.
In the streets, in the streets. You know what I get the most, which I'm not sure I like it. I get a lot of hi, ma'am, ma'am.
Wow.
And you know, Uncle T, what's so funny is that I've been getting it since I was at least 23. I think, yeah.
Why? Is it the glasses?
Yeah, why is it us?
Yeah, I think it's the glasses. People, they attribute it to something.
Librarian.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Conjelo, you ma'am.
Yeah.
Not you ma'am. Mm. Yeah.
Do you correct them?
No. At first, the first time I was so shocked, I couldn't say anything because it was a young, it was like a high school child, and I was like,
yeah.
I'm 23, relax.
Yes.
There's only a 5-year difference, or
yeah.
You know, between us. I can't be ma'am. But yeah, now I'm moving forward. Now I just keep it moving. Hey, I'm a ma'am, clearly.
Everywhere.
When they see, like, people, when I'm like, oh, hi, whatever, can you help me with this? They're like, yeah, sure, ma'am. Ha. Not even CC. OC.
Sister,
no. Ma'am. Hey, ma'am.
At least we haven't graduated to old age.
Yeah, we are from there.
I think I might get there sooner than others.
JJ?
No, you better not call me that.
What?
Old age. Oh. No way. No way.
Hello, Dimamzo.
Dimamzo. No, I look so young. So young. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, but what do you get?
The usual, but I see it as like a, you know, that respectful OC.
You get OC.
I get OC.
You get OC.
Yeah, OC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I like it.
Which one threw you off?
Which one threw me off? None, because even mama, if it's a Zulu guy saying it, it's like
that. I win. Okay.
I'm like, proposal taken.
Imama.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's the only time I allow the Zulu guy.
Okay.
The Zulu guy is saying it. It's fine.
All right.
And even if you're busy laying bricks and you're like, Salvona mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh.
Yeah, mama.
The best tea in the city.
Sometimes the term of endearment, sometimes it is not. It is not when you call me an adult.
Mina angilithandi lelilakade mamzo khona labantwana laba sokuthi ufuna ukuvulisa iaccount yabona ese retail store bangaphakathi store. Athi ni mamzo, I prefer use Esther.
All right. That is Jabulile Lifu.
Mamela, I'm a gay guy, ne?
Okay.
Hona ntho e ko embora.
Yeah.
Le loka ho bitswa Grotman. Grotman for anything. Amen.
Hi, man.
Even my little sisters, I always tell them to call me by my name.
Yes.
Not Abu Dilifu. Ah, hey.
Hey, man. Bo ankele. Ankele Lifu. Huh? Her. How about Tilly? Hmm. Bambita Biza, ne? Kukatlo. K1. Ladling. My family call me boy boy. Lee, no. Why must I beat you, Brabiz? What? Brabiz? Why about Lavel? Serious.
Take the last six. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Yo, I have dreads. And people will call me, hey, Rasta. And I'm thinking, my hippie now, I'll be to hey, hippie, hey, Panzol. Why am I trying to dress up, be to Rasta? It's so offensive. I get so offended. Please, please stop calling us Rasta, guys. Get it dressed as our own. Please.
In 2022, people still call dreadlock people Rasta. Really? Awa, awa. Maneo zamako kailu ena maneo. Awa, ma pili man. Eh, Grotman.
Eh, Eita.
Morin, Grotman.
Orai, Uga.
Gubita Grotman, wel.
I thought Bambita Grotman, Tibus.
What is that, man?
Bambita time. Like, it's a motixi, you cream, you tanya coffee, tanya, you tokara roko, wena, time, time, and you wunzul. Rika, it's heba gerai, man. Kitaro mo tsao ke ntlhomo wa e ba ka roko nna thae ma thae ma ke buka o gare ke a feela mo kotlelong wa bona I set it up with I did.
Okay, tla ke mutsa wena. Okay, when now nana why ba bitsa a thae ma bra pita.
No, tsae ba ka gore ke sotla nyana, ke ya tsitse ne ke thata. Le me khaba nyana e teng wa bona. So, ha ba re ba ntshwila no right time, my dear. Why what that I need you? Ke re ding. So le go ka se tsa se ke ba kwa, ka se ke ba thaba fela le no. Re ba tlo re ha o ntala ga ntse. Ba bona ntse. Ke tsae be ke nan le ona e o rai. Ke Cliff Cotman, why bona?
O ke la bitsa ke ngwanyana mo pila time.
Oh, what's your baba? What's your baba?
I'm not the biggest fan of that. It depends on who give a kid one or give a lot.
Yo,
mina love Sister Pozo. Sister Pozo, sure, hi. Sister Pozo. No, my, yo, I love Sister Pozo. The worst name in my tongue is you two. Yabo, madam. Hi, madam. Yo, angifuni loka, angifuni inclusive yam yo angifuni. Ah, okay, we understand the reality, ne? Uthi intanga zethu zinye sizinaba zukulu. Mara you can say gogo Mpuma. Ah, umntana makana mzukulu. No, ngisho gogo umuntu mina. Oh, hawo. Ungibize anti.
Mindlos,
Timen,
kubitse mangno.
Hi, nna ke a kwata mfeto wa tseba ke le 84 ke sale motenyana ke tshabi. How fika mola Mr. Price is gate ba re yebo baba.
Aitch.
Hey, how do I check and to be tsam baba ke yona type ya ompeka. Le nna ha ke reply ke re yebo mama. Le nna ke motsofatsa. Ha mina mtsimo mama le tswa o tlo baba.
Oh.
Nah, but wana ba re tsofatsa mana ba tlo le baba.
Bona wena o tshwere strategy se sharp he Mindlozi. I rumele back out
yeah. Yeah, ha re baba ke re mama.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Thank you, out.
All of now, this thing, your home pizza and adult, it really offends me. And like, in Kubisa Botoku, when someone older than me or Takayaka in pizza timer, okay, fine. I know, recognize the fact, but when you look at me, you won't say, I'm a 40-year-old, understand? But when someone my age or older than me, or Kitchen Warrior is, or she is older than Madron Pizza timer, or uncle, or Malomes, like, yeah. In Sora blindly, like, hey, oh, you're waiting. I don't know.
Listen, I don't mind if they call me my old lady, the mamzo,
yeah.
My auntiza, mommy. I don't mind.
Yeah.
The only part I mind is
yeah.
Those boys that are 20 to 18 downwards calling me sister. 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 I go crazy. Don't call me sister when you are younger than me. How do you do that? Go to again.
Now I've got this friend, Kili 9, Nakili 84. And this one time, Nerzamaya with her husband. And the guy kept on calling me sister. Like, I didn't understand why some physical people like it. Because in as much as he's married to the 90 girl,
yeah.
He's still older than me. Like, Omfitaka, 4 or 5 years. He's 40 something years old. And, like, for me, I didn't understand it until my husband, when I got back home, I'm like, you know this guy in some pizza is there, like no, that's how it is. I mean, kikasilingo, and
yeah.
That's just a form of respect from him, regardless
yeah.
Of whether you're younger
yeah.
Than him or not. So yeah, I understood.
Yeah, but I still touched you, ne? Sbongil. Bizo.
Chobizo.
Skubiza mango tiak.
Ah, nah, kaofela, dia kena bratibo man.
Oh, okay.
Bo uncle,
yes,
bontate, chabo, bo chayama food man, I mean, like you say, kibo chash. It goes with respect, and you can see people offended. But you can't leave a category, the pattern I can feel.
Mpanda!
Yeah, and then compare that to the face. So I want to know, who wrote Mpanda, but the face stays still young.
Yeah.
So, in car advantage in most cases where I go, especially for the shop, put all about in that time. I don't feel offended, my brother.
Uchole he sestere sheba hala armo ena timer eno bona re ke thaka ya hao
agna botshata mthetho ke tla tsata ka pela ka mantwa e bona ke mathoma tsata and then she will tell bona ke there's the reason why I'm still tired so that's one doesn't
worry
and honestly people see what I go ni bona bana ba banyane te ka kena ni dipeke kwa bona that's why I said the face, yeah, I should know. Yeah, no, it's not that old. Do you fight up and let me take the bitch?
I'm sure you could have very fast.
Sorry?
I'm sure Father Leo will cut very fast.
I can't cut, and I always have my hair on. I don't actually, I get it cut in place.
Yeah?
And I get up at the case, I get up at the spot. The moment they get used to you,
yeah.
Then so it becomes easy.
All right.
Only when I call out cut and pay, then cut a very fast.
Shanti, man. Hey, Tara. Oh. Why are you calling me an adult? Aye, man. I know you are not respecting me, man. Come on. It's spring. But then I will blame my ways. I leave this. Aye, man. It's spring, man. Ow. I've been fresh. Please. Kiyan.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.